Daddy took me to a party last night. It was a very interesting party. You see, Daddy has lots of kinky friends, and they like to throw big, elaborate parties. And because it was with Daddy's kinky friends, he decided we were going all out. So I got to wear my collar and my leash. And I got to be Daddy's good, submissive baby girl all night. His friend's house is rather large and there was lots of stuff going on. But Daddy led me in, pulling me by the leash. And like a good girl, I walked obediently behind him, and I only spoke when Daddy talked to me. We mingled for a while. Daddy chatted with his friends. I loved when he would put a hand on the small of my back, showing his ownership and his protection. Soon we found ourselves sitting on some big, fluffy couches, surrounded by other couples and trios and all manner of configurations of people. Well, Daddy sat on the couch. I, like the good, obedient pet that I am, I sat on the floor, right at Daddy's feet. And as he talked and joked and laughed with his friends, occasionally he would reach down and stroke my hair. Or he would lean over and give me a little kiss. And then at one point, Daddy decided it was time to show off a little bit for his friends. So he stood and pulled on my collar to make me stand. He told me to bend over. So I did, because I'm a good girl. He pushed my skirt up to my waist and pulled my panties down around my ankles. I felt a little bit of a blush of humiliation to be in this position in front of so many people. And as the first hard smacks came down across my ass, I heard a hush fall over the room, and all of a sudden, Daddy and I were the center of attention. Some of the other people actually stopped what they were doing to come and watch as Daddy spanked me over and over and over again. Each hard spank followed by, "Thank you, Daddy." And Daddy spanked me until my ass was so sore, and I'm sure it was bright red. I actually heard some people making comments. And then, when he had his fill, Daddy pulled my panties up and smoothed my skirt down. And he pulled me into his arms and he whispered, "You make Daddy proud, baby girl." I like making Daddy proud. And we went back to the couch and sat some more. Yes, and Daddy got lots of comments about how obedient I was and how good I took those spanks. If they only knew, Daddy was being easy on me. But as the night progressed and some of the other couples got a little bit more exhibitionist, things started to get a little bit more sexy. And at one point again, I felt the tug of the leash, and Daddy pulled me up onto his lap. I straddled him on the couch, and he slid his fingers inside my panties. And his other hand went up the back of my neck and then into my hair. And Daddy grabbed, grabbed onto my hair so tight. And he held my head against his. And he started to rub me. First, just teasing the lips of my pussy with his fingers. And then finally, just dipping in to my wetness. Trailing his finger up my slit. Making me moan a little bit. And Daddy was whispering in my ear, "You're gonna come for me, baby girl. You're gonna come for me like a good girl. You're gonna come in front of all these people." And I just moaned over and over again, "Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. Anything for you, Daddy." And then Daddy started to rub my clit. Oh, and I couldn't help but move my hips against him and try to just grind on his hand. And Daddy's lips were on my neck. And he was kissing and sucking on my neck and pulling my hair tight, pulling my head to the side. And he's whispering in my ear, "That's a good baby girl. Moan for Daddy." And I did. Oh, I moaned for my daddy. And soon his fingers were inside me. Oh my god, Daddy was fucking me with his fingers. Oh, and it felt so good. And soon I started to beg him, "Daddy, please. Daddy, please, can I come? Please, please, Daddy, please." Oh, and he was holding my hair so tight and fucking me so hard with his fingers. And he was like, "Oh, maybe I'll let you come, baby girl. Maybe." And I'm, "Please, Daddy, please, please." I begged him over and over again. My pussy was clenching his fingers so tight. All the wetness from my pussy was dripping down his hand. And again, I could hear the room get sort of silent as I got closer and closer, and I was begging Daddy so loud, "Please, Daddy, please, please let me come. Daddy, please, please." And he was like, "Be a good girl and come for Daddy." Oh my god. And I came so hard all over his hand, crying out, "Thank you, Daddy, thank you, Daddy, thank you, Daddy." As the orgasm took over, "Oh my god, thank you, Daddy. Oh, thank you, Daddy." And then Daddy pulled his hand out and made me lick it clean because I'm a good girl. And then he gave me soft kisses and held me tight for a minute. Even though I was aware that people were around us, I had forgotten all about them. It was all about my daddy. And he kissed me, and he held me, and he stroked me, and he told me that I was a good, good little baby girl. And that I made him so proud. And over and over again, I just said, "Thank you, Daddy, thank you." Oh. And we left soon after that. I could see some of the other girls looking at me enviously. They all wanted my daddy, but they couldn't have him. Because just as I belong to my daddy, my daddy also belongs to me. And I can't wait until Daddy takes me to another party. Maybe this time he'll push me a little bit further.